past 10. A mother of five says she is too frightened to stay in the family home after it was targeted in a sectarian attack. Police are investigating the incident. It happened in the Sailor Town area in the early hours of Monday morning. Windows were broken, sectarian graffiti was daubed on walls. Diane has been speaking to our reporter, Lisa McAllister.
Diane, we're sitting in your living room and looking behind you. You have two windows there that are boarded up. Tell me what happened.
Someone had come in the early hours of Monday morning and threw breeze blocks at them and then painted my other windows. Huns out now.
What did you think when you saw the damage and the sectarian graffiti?
Sickened, disgusted, and I didn't think I was living in that sort of area. You know, I thought it was mixed and we were happy enough, but not now.
How many kids do you have?
I have five at home. I said to the police yesterday when they were here, you know, this might not look much, but what's going to come next? I've had flags tied to my railings. I've had abuse. My children have had abuse throughout them. This is all in the space of 4 weeks.
So there's been an ongoing campaign, really, against you?
Yep, yep. And I don't know why. Because, as I said yesterday, I'm not one to throw my religion in anybody's face. My partner's Catholic. I don't do religion. And neither do my kids.
We were talking earlier, you were telling me that one of your wee ones had to come in and ask you what certain words and stuff meant. Yeah. What sort of names were they being called?
She came in and asked her daddy what a dirty prod was, because she was told that's what her family were. And we had to explain to her that that wasn't her, that she didn't have a religion, that she came from a mixed family and had two cultures, that she'll know of the two cultures. You know, I'm a Protestant, my partner's a Catholic, my kids don't do religion, I won't have a religion. It's disgusting. Obviously, I mean, I can't pinpoint where it's coming from, but it must be getting said in their houses for them to know it. I mean, my kids don't know.
Are you and your children now frightened to live here?
Yeah. I mean, I was up all last night, didn't sleep. Because it's going to be the slightest wee noise we hear now. You know, is what is it? Who is it? What's going to happen? You know, so I'm scared. And my boys won't come home. Which isn't fair on them. This is their home. Was their home. It's not anymore.
These are your older boys?
Yep. Ross is 18. He wouldn't come home last night. Adam's 16. He wouldn't come home. I got Ewan, who's 14. He stayed at home last night. He's Braveheart, we call him. He just likes to stick by you and, you know, he'll stick by me and keep me right. And the wee girl, Jamie, she's 7. She wouldn't stay. She went to her uncle's house. They're scared. It's a family home, but it's not anymore. It's a stopping point now until something comes up.
What would you say to the people who did this? What effect has it had on your family?
They've ripped us apart. So that they've ripped me apart. I'm not the best as it is, but this here's just kicked me back. My eldest son hung himself back in 2005. He was 15, and it was the three elder boys that found him. We were trying, we were getting there, you know, coming together, and we were able to talk about him, and this has just knocked everybody back. This was the first house in 8 years from James Day. This was our first house together that we hadn't been bucked about from pillar to post, and it was a fresh start for us all. It's come to an end.
Do you feel now that you can't live here anymore?
I'm not safe. I don't feel safe. I've got good neighbours, don't get me wrong. I do have good neighbours, and I know if I was in any trouble I could turn to the neighbours, but I don't feel safe, because as I say, we didn't hear the breeze blocks hitting the window. If it had been petrol bombs, we wouldn't have heard them either. If it had been petrol bombs, we wouldn't have been here. So we wouldn't have. It is in my head what is coming next, or who's coming next.
Well, Clanmill Housing, which runs the development, said they were disappointed to learn of the incident. They say that they're going to arrange for the windows to be replaced at no cost to Diane. They then went on to say that the incident is not reflective of community relations in that neighbourhood.